Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Sundere to help us kill Willie.
Isn't there an actor, a star of stage and screen? May just write to fleece and to charm and to be the boy we need.
I need you, hero. I'm hitting up my girl, hero, on a cell phone tonight. And I hope that she's up, and I hope that she's down, and I hope that she's ready to fight.
I need a Hermes. I'm hoping that a new Hermes can help redo tonight. And he's gotta be cute and he's gotta be cool. So we gotta build a barium just right. Build a barium just right.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies,
not Pitbull podcast.
Yeah, boy.
Like, that's not Pitbull. He doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't say that.
He says, like, we're bringing it, we're bringing it, we're bringing it back.
Is this safe to
Let's
Google?
Bringing it back to the beginning of the intro, and you can do it over.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, not a Pitbull fan cast either.
A Madam Web podcast.
A Madam Web fan cast.
His web connects us all.
Wait, the next few minutes of the podcast are not funny. I just saw the future.
Let's, oh, my God.
Wind it back.
You could go down that path.
You can change it,
Matt. You can change it. You can do it all. This is a D&D podcast about four teens from our world.
And Mr. Worldwide.
And Mr. Worldwide. And together they all got to save the world. Like, you know?
You know?
My name is Freddie Wong. I play
52
Taylor's.
Episodes in, that's where Freddie's limit is.
That's where he landed.
My name is Taylor Swift. I play Taylor Swift. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the tiefling rogue. Sorry, you got a different energy. This is Dungeons and Daddies AM. The Zoo Crew coming.
Oh, Zoo Crew. I love that.
Dungeons and Daddies Zoo Crew.
Freddie and the gang.
Checking in as Taylor Swift.
CD sides all day. Classic rock.
Level 13 tiefling rogue.
It's early enough for me that when I got my coffee, I didn't make the joke like, still haven't had my coffee yet. The barista looked at me as I was saying gibberish to them. We're like, you haven't had your coffee yet. That's how early it is.
It's like a Folgers commercial, and we're just waiting for the incest.
It's 10 a.m., which is what we call
no,
it.
No, don't say what time it is.
It's
10
a.m.,
pathetic.
A.k.a. a podcaster's 6 a.m.
Yeah, there we go. It's 4 a.m.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the tiefling rogue of the group.
Nice.
This week's Taylor fact. You know, we've seen everyone's personal heavens. Taylor's personal heaven. It's not spaghetti. It's tsukumen ramen, which means that it's just a hot soup. You know what I mean?
But Anthony, does tsukumen ramen still hit the same way as spaghetti in heaven? You decided the heaven rules.
If you're Asian, yeah.
Is there Asian heaven, Anthony?
And well, you established there's Italian heaven.
That's a good fucking point.
That's a good fucking point.
That's a good fucking point.
I know who's
point.
Going to Italian heaven when they
and
die.
Listen, listen. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Technically, as any...
I like the idea that all the other races have one heaven, but just Italy and Asia have separate
heavens.
Well,
did we say Italian heaven is hell?
But let me say this. As any Chinese person will be happy to tell you, or at least any Chinese mom will be happy to tell you, where do you think the Italians got the noodles?
Oh, here we go.
Was that a thing? I didn't know that.
There's a running
Marco
joke.
Marco Polo brought it back, right? Marco Polo, the original Mr. Pitbull, brought it back.
The original Mr.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah.
He was studying spiders in the Amazon before he died.
This is like a running joke in like Chinese culture specifically, which is like, growing up, my mom would always be like, well, the Chinese invented that. We invented gunpowder. We invented fireworks. It was just like this whole, like, you know, proud of our history sort of thing. But then I remember one time my mom took it a step too far because I was having a pizza. And she's like, you know, pizza, the Chinese invented that. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've eaten Chinese food my whole life, mom. You never made pizza. And she's like, this, the xiaoyaobing, the like scallion pancakes.
Oh.
And I was like, Mom,
that's a stretch.
This is not pizza. Like, I know it's like a thing that's round and a little doughy, but that's not pizza, Mom. Anyway.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid who became the protective paladin of the group. I guess he's imaginary now. I'm not sure. He's in a prison.
Not imaginary.
Cell.
He just got portaled from one room to another.
Okay. Really quick fact, because I want to get into it. I want to get into the game. I want to find Willie Stamper. Just really quick fact.
Sorry, what?
Really quick fact, because okay. I want to find Willie Stamper. Okay. Was I gibberish too much? Was it too hard to understand?
Somebody had their coffee.
I had my coffee.
Seth Rogen's here.
Lincoln's favorite dessert is applesauce.
Ew. Fuck off.
What? No.
That's the most homeschool thing you've ever said.
That's the most homeschool, yeah.
Wait. I hear you, though, because if a fruit cup can be a dessert, then I feel like applesauce is
a fruit cup's not a dessert. A fruit cup's a fruit cup.
Cakes are just a little too much. Like, they don't need them. Applesauce is great. Applesauce is great. It's soft. There's a lot of sugar in applesauce. If that's not a dessert, then Link doesn't know what it is.
Real quick. Real quick. Those of us without kids, when's the last time you had applesauce?
More recently than is acceptable.
Anthony?
You know, if you've had pork recently and you haven't had applesauce, then you don't fucking know what you're doing.
That's
with
the wildest combination. I don't know why.
Have you ever had it?
I don't know why America decided that was a thing.
It's delicious. Hey, straight up, lamb with fucking mint jelly? What the fuck is that? Ooh. Like, applesauce with pork is where it's at.
Today on 1950s Recipes. Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play normally Lee Oak Swallows Garcia, the unworthy.
I dipped that bacon in applesauce.
Bacon applesauce. Bacon
tried that yet.
Junior, Marlowe, Stampler, the Wilson Swift. Normal fact about Normal this week. Normal still has 4 baby teeth.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Like in a collection?
In a bag?
No, he has them in his mouth still. He's got like, I think 2 of his front 2 teeth are still baby teeth, and he's got like 2 molars in the back he's still working on. One of them's getting pretty loose though.
Oh no.
Did any of you have like late baby teeth?
I did,
but like I remember in like high school, like I had teeth that was loose. I was like, oh my God. I'm losing my teeth. Like, it was so late. I'm like, there's no way these are still baby teeth. So, like, I lost them. Be like, I guess I just don't brush my teeth well, but they were still baby teeth.
When I was
teeth.
Doing my extensive research on this fact, you know, I do a lot of research on the character as Normal Leo Swallows Garcia. I discovered that the oldest baby teeth haver record holder was Joyce Whalen, who in 2015 was at the ripe old age of 87 when she had her last baby tooth fall out.
Did she die? Was she like Samson when he got his hair cut? Like, the moment the teeth came out, did she just fucking die?
The poets are going crazy over that fact. Like, at 87, losing my baby teeth. That's the title. For sale, baby teeth, never lost. Okay, my name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who's not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary is that one time, her mom threatened to...
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere with that one.
No.
One time, she was in the Amazon looking for spiders.
One time, her mom, who died in the Amazon researching spiders... No. One time, her mom threatened to take Scary to a chiropractor for an attitude adjustment.
Rules.
You know, Scary was like, fine, take me there. And then now she has some neck pain because she keeps getting her neck adjusted, but the muscles around the neck are not being strengthened. Mm. And so she slouches. It's a real problem. And now all the chiropractors are going to come for me, but not in the good way.
Beth May, chiropractor, fucker.
It's all right. They don't have a... Now all the chiropractors will go for her.
Don't blow your back up. I'll put it back. Know her.
My mother was fucking chiropractors in the Amazon.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey, dad. I love my dad.
My dad wrote a porno.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
He did. He sure did.
Oh, we should start a podcast called that.
Yeah.
It's just you, and we watch your porn with you.
I can't imagine anything worse. My dad fact is that this might be the last episode.
But it might.
It might be.
It might.
I don't know for sure, but it might be.
This
it
is like the weirdest form of dramatic suspense I've ever
encountered.
Can you imagine if, like in a Hitchcock movie, like Hitchcock showed up and was like, this could be the last 10 minutes of the movie. You're like, what?
So, yeah, when we last left you, you were about to fight Willie Stampler. You had summoned the Doodler to your side. You had summoned Hermie the Unworthy, or at least a facsimile of him, to your side to pretend to be Willie Stampler, to tell the Doodler to take off their collar and go back to their home dimension. As you were doing that, Willie kicked open the door and said, wait, and that's where we left off. So he's going to say one thing, and then we're going to roll initiative.
Oh, shit. So he's going in hard.
So, yeah. Can I
take a little long rest before we do that?
Sure can't.
So yeah, you can. Wish it.
You wish to be rested in a long rest. Yeah, dog.
Can we all wish for a long rest?
Can we all wish to be level 20?
Yeah, if you
20?
All want to fall asleep.
Can we all wish to be level 20?
Wait. So, Anthony, we're fucking playing here, okay? So you hold your horses.
I'm not stopping. I'm not no-budding.
What was the thing we ate?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Twizzlers gave us a full rest if we ate them.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Link's like, I wish I had some applesauce.
Okay.
Your link is eating applesauce right now.
Once we are rolling initiative, you can eat a Twizzler on your level.
Or applesauce.
I hate to be interrupting a lot, but I do have one more important.
This is literally what you live for. This is why you play D&D.
Okay, but this is an important question. As a manufactured wish, does Link have wishes now?
What do you mean?
Like can I wish?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, because he's in the room? Yeah, sure.
Great, because I think like we did that last episode.
Dude, just like the genie in Aladdin.
He doesn't have wishes. That's why it's important to know.
Yeah, that's sort of the whole plot of Aladdin.
That'd be a insane ending. Hey, genie, you could wish. Wait, what? Then he just did. Yeah, okay, great. Okay.
Okay, so.
No more interruptions, I promise.
No, it's fine. You can interrupt as much as you want. I'm not being very funny today, so you should interrupt more. Willie says, if you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to spend the rest of my life torturing your families.
What if we kill you, though? Then you can't do that.
Mercedes O'Garcia shoots him in the head.
Yeah, I think Taylor would be like, this one!
And then the bullet pings off of his head. And
what the fuck?
And he goes, I'm God?
Oh, shit. That's right. He is God.
Oh.
Finally, Taylor thinks to himself, my chance to find and kill God. What I've been dreaming about my entire life. And in this way, Taylor's overall character arc is fulfilled.
How do we know whether dude believes which Willie?
I'm going to have him roll.
Oh, Scary looks at Hermie and is like, say something meaner. Say something meaner than that.
Okay. Hermie goes, none of these people actually like you. They're just around you because of what you can do for them.
Oh, no, Scary. What are you doing?
You're super powerful. You have the abilities of a god. That's why they care about you, not because of who you are. Do you think they'd be spending any time around you at all if you were just another teen? You think they'd actually enjoy your presence? And dude goes,
They're beginning to believe.
So I'm going to have them roll and... I was going to say that on 1 to 10, they believe that Hermie is Willie. On an 11 through 20, they believe that Willie is Willie. But because you encourage them to be even meaner, on a 1 through 15, they are going to believe that Hermie is Willie.
Okay.
All right. So I'm rolling a d20 now. They got a 4.
Oh,
so that's
good. Good for us?
That's good.
That's good.
Okay. For us, not for their self-esteem.
Not for their self-esteem, no.
Are we tracking that, the self-esteem HP?
No. Everybody roll initiative right now. So we're going to go into initiative order knowing that the Doodler believes that Hermie is the real Willie Stampler.
7 plus 4, 11 for our hero, Taylor Swift.
18 for Lincoln Lee Wilson.
1 plus 2, 3.
Normal got a 19.
We told dude to just go home, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We told them to rip off the collar and go home. So it's Willie's turn.
Wait, which Willie?
The real Willie.
Damn.
Stampler.
And yes, technically the Hermie doppelganger is named Willie, I think.
But we should call them
clarity's
Hermie.
Sake, we can just Hermie say Hermie. Hermie. Okay.
Hermie 2.
Hermie 2.
Termie.
Oh, yeah. No, well, no, here it is. You just do a portmanteau of Willie and Hermie. So Hermie.
Genius.
So Willie is going to try to grab dude by the neck by holding on to the collar.
Kind of like the bad guy in Madame Web, right?
Yeah.
He does a lot of neck holding. Sorry, we just saw the movie. Just wanted, I'm trying
oh, you
to
also saw Madame Web. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that you said Madame Web.
I thought it was Madame Web.
Madame Web is a spider that owns other prostitute spiders. Okay. An 11. Dude is going to resist with an 18. So dude is going to slap his hand away.
Hell yeah.
And Willie goes, okay, that's not a problem. And he's going to use his move, and he's going to leave the room.
Oh, God.
And he's going to slam the door.
Guys, we won.
I don't think we won. We still need to stop him.
Dude, what did you do?
So it is Normal's turn.
Okay, you guys, send dude back home. Dude, goodbye. I love you. I'm so proud of the crazy, amazing journey we've been on together, and this is going to be a really tearful goodbye for me. But I believe in you, and I want you to be happy and be at home. So go ahead and go home and know that we all love you. But I'm going to go. So one of us needs to at least make sure he's not doing something effed up, and I'm up next, so I'm going to go.
Normal.
Yeah, what's up?
Just a quick sidebar. It does seem that if we're going to be fighting a god, that having our one friend who is a god not be here, we're fucked if we try and fight real Willy.
I am going to do an arcana roll to see what I know about fighting gods.
Go for it.
Oh, so you want to talk to Taylor?
I got a 10.
So with a 10, you can tell that specifically the reason that Willy didn't take any damage from the bullet that was shot at him at his face by Mercedes is that whoever God is immune to the things that heaven creates.
Oh, so we can still jack him up.
You still jack him up normal style.
All right.
Okay, that's good.
I'm pretty sure I can still jack him up normal style.
Is that just your way of saying, like, are you just self-inserting your name in there? Or is that, like, normal style? Like
normal style. That's what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Like, both ways, actually. Because I'm normal and because I'm, you know, I'm going to do it my
got
way.
Got it.
Okay. And I run out the door after Willy.
Okay, the door is locked. Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Anthony. Can I use an ill-advised feat that I took.
Most feet are ill-advised.
I have a feat called Charger. When you use the dash action, use a bonus action to make a melee weapon attack or shove a creature. In this case, I'd like to say the door. If you move at least 10 feet in a straight line before using this bonus action, you either gain a +5 to the damage roll or push the target up to 10 feet away. Look, I'm basically like, can I get like some kind of sauce to charge this door and try to blast it open?
If it weren't for the Arcana roll, I would say that you have a bonus action left. I feel like the Arcana roll was your bonus action.
Okay, for all right. I'm just going to try to just ram through this door then.
Okay.
All right, so what is that?
That's a strength check.
I got an 11.
An 11, the door buckles, but it holds.
Ooh! I fall onto the ground. Do I get to do anything else this turn?
You can, like, cry in pain and, like, roll around.
Oh, wow, my head. Oh,
why would you go
head first? I get so used to wearing the teeny the teen costume, I just assume I'm added up there. Oh, grandma. I hug Mercedes.
She goes, Mercedes.
Oh, I hurt so much. Me dwelling, mi cabeza.
So it is Link's turn.
Link, seeing what Normal did, decides to do the same and runs to the other side of the room. Okay. And then in his mind's eye, imagines the door as a defender of like Chelsea or something, like straight up, like in the path of him as he's going towards the goal. As he's running full speed. And I don't know how long the room is, but it's long enough for as he's running, he's saying to dude, we love you. Don't listen to what Willie, I mean, do listen to what Willie said about you being like bad and stuff and that you gotta leave home. But like, know that the four of us don't think that. Like, we love you. Okay.
Like, dude, yourself, what do you want me to listen to? We love you.
And then I run full speed.
Now,
then,
Anthony, before Matt makes his roll, does he actually summon a burly defender from Chelsea by imagining this in this room right now?
I see no reason not to.
Oh, okay.
Who would that be, Matt?
I don't know. I don't fake care about fan. Chelsea. I don't know any Chelsea players.
David Beckham.
Yeah, it's David Beckham because this is an alternate timeline. And in this timeline, David Beckham hasn't
became
retired.
A defender.
He's playing at the age of 50. He's a defender now.
He still looks fucking good.
He
as
still
hell.
Looks good.
Looks great.
I roll strength?
Yep.
That's a 5.
All right, so door doesn't even buckle. Somehow Normal hitting it with his big old dome did more damage to the door than you did. David Beckham from Chelsea just slaps you down with his hand. He's not even supposed to use his hand.
Dramatically falls. Rolls on the ground, pointing to his ankle and the knee. Like, oh, and he's looking around like, come on.
Mercedes takes out a yellow card.
To me? Well, come on.
It's faking. I watched it happen. You're faking. It is Hermie's turn. Hermie is going to go, yeah, you piece of shit. You're nothing. Oh, you're absolutely nothing. You, everything that you are, everything you are, this entire world is pain. And the only truth is that pain doesn't go away. Pain stays with you for the rest of your existence. And all this world wants for you is pain. And dude goes, okay, oh, I believe, God. No, I believe you can stop now.
Link's just nodding it. Like he's right. He's right. This is Drew.
No!
It is Taylor's turn.
Taylor's going to close his eyes and be like, I wish Hero Oak were here, armed to the teeth with... I'm so sorry, Anthony. I'm going to require you to scroll through a thing real quick.
That's okay.
Look for anything. Just do a find.
Just wanted to say you're a great DM. Anthony, you're Anthony. A great friend.
Can you do a search in that? And then just look for the word God.
Freddie, you can just imagine any weapon you want. Like, that's the rules.
You're outsourcing your creativity to our fan base.
Doesn't Taylor have, like, an anime sword? Is there a sword that kills God in anime?
There's got to be a God killer sword in anime.
Plus, remember, literally the first thing he told us was that anything conjured up by heaven, Willie's immune to. That's so whatever true. Version of
right,
the weapon
I would like to I would like to take a back step and then ask real quick. I do have a sword, right?
You do. You have a sword that's, I think, specifically good at killing gods, if I remember correctly.
It could turn into, like, any anime sword you want. You have to say the catchphrase.
Yes, catchphrase of the character, and it turns into a sword from an anime or JRPG.
Taylor reaches behind him and does the thing where you like thumb the sword out. You know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard that described on this podcast before. I've never heard someone talk about popping the samurai sword out of the blade before. I don't understand what that is.
Are you mocking me, Will? but also, as he does so, he goes, I wish Hero were here to see this.
Oh, God.
Hero! Taylor looks
God's
over.
God's not here. That's what this is for. And you hold the sword up.
Hero. Taylor looks over his right shoulder behind to her God. In profile because that's where she pops up.
She's in front of you, but you still look up.
She's in front of me, but I still turn my
head. Turn around 180 so
you're 180 so that I can position myself correctly for the following maneuver, which is to turn my head over the right shoulder.
She's out of focus. It rack focuses to her as you react.
Yeah. But I say my line first, which is, would you like to come with me and kill God?
She says, no. Not even a little bit. I fucking hate you.
Okay, again, she can't leave the room, Taylor, because you brought her here.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
So I can't leave the room?
No, I mean, no, I don't think so.
Don't leave the room.
Oh.
So then Taylor, now digesting that, continues his line, which is there's a two-part line, goes, watch close. You're about to learn how someone can kill God.
Oh, well, from
I'm waiting.
Taylor takes a step and he goes, and he kicks the door down.
All right, roll strength check. Please fail. I'm begging you, gods of dice, please make this man fail.
Natural one.
No.
No. Oh, God.
You kick the door so hard that you fall back on your ass and you break the sword in half.
No! No, this was an important weapon. Ah, shit. Shit, guys. Okay.
Hero, you have to stay now. Look, we need your help.
Hero's like, God.
The three of us. Let's take it three of us.
Hero, can you please open the door, please?
Literally, we can't get through the door to get to God.
Okay. I'm not the chosen one. You're the chosen one. You have to open the door because you're chosen to do it.
All right, I'm going
to
roll. Okay, so Hero actually shows up exactly here in the initiative.
Anthony.
Did you really get it?
You can look at it, man. D&D Beyond heard Anthony. I like to think that, by the way, that D&D Beyond is granted microphone permissions, and they're listening for key phrases when you're playing.
That would be good.
To be like, all right, you want to fucking go hard on that? All right.
So Hero goes, Jesus, do I have to do everything myself?
She tries the doorknob.
Yeah, she just opens the door. She rolled a 16. The door is open. She goes, cool, chosen one, job done. I've opened the door for you.
Hero, thank you. I give her a big hug.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you.
Okay, good talk. I pat her on the back.
Yeah, she pats you on the back.
She's not done. Like, Hero, we still need your help.
I can't leave the room.
She walks out the room.
Is that, okay, let's just test. Okay, if I leave, like, you guys wish me back.
I don't think we should.
Oh.
Oh, God.
You're gone.
Oh, man.
I wish for Link to come back.
Boop. He's back.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I went back to the cell.
But you vomit because it was so nauseating. Oh, you do God. That twice in a row.
No.
Make it just slightly more visual. You vomit, too, because it's funny. It's a comedy podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So me and Hero are, like, stuck here. So can you guys bring God back here?
We'll try.
Okay.
I'm going to try to bring him back.
Or
on my turn.
Okay.
All right. So it is dude's turn. So dude goes.
Wait.
I don't really have any friends. I think.
Oh, no, you did get all of us.
All of us.
I think Willie was right, though, about you just kept me around for my powers and stuff. So,
well, yeah,
No.
He did. Willie did, but not
Willie
us.
Did.
Like,
he's
like,
a jerk.
Yeah.
We want to help you get home because you miss home, right?
Yeah. Home's where the heart is. And, like, that's where your heart is then.
Why would you listen to a stupid adult? You know, we're teens.
Do you want them to listen to? I mean, but
Why would I listen to you then?
You told
Willie to say the mean thing, and then he said the mean thing.
I just said I didn't mean to. But
has dude taken off the bracelets yet?
Dude's hand is on the bracelet.
It's okay, dude. Take the bracelet off, and then we can explain everything.
Yeah. Dude takes the bracelet off. And it magically disintegrates in their hand, and they are now free, potentially, of the control of Willie Stampler, real or imagined.
Dude, we love you.
And we love you. We had to do that just to get you to take it off, because the thing said you could only listen to Willie, and we had to convince you that it was Willie, but it was all a big goof. Yeah. It was all a psych.
You're just a big baby. That's not none of it's your fault. You're just trying your best, and go home, I guess, or not. But you're loved. You're okay.
Everybody roll persuasion.
Ooh. 10 plus 2, 12.
I got 24.
I say that, dude, life is not a waste of time. Time is not a waste of life. So let's not waste any time. Get wasted. Have the time of our lives, dude.
I got 7.
No, I mean, maybe dude's right. Maybe we should have, told them this when the collar was still on. You know, if we really believed in them or whatever.
But, I mean, okay, that's the past. And right now is now, right? And we're sorry. Yeah. And
dude, I know it's so hard being a teenager. You know, but I think it'll get better, maybe.
What makes you say that? Your parents are miserable.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are miserable, and a lot of people are suffering or whatever, or have regrets. But I'm not. I was, but I'm not. And I know I'm not you and you're not me, but I'm just saying, maybe you can come back from feeling like this.
So what did you roll when you rolled persuasion?
A 12.
12. Okay, I kind of see what you're saying. I believe normal, though. Normal made a lot of sense.
Yes, normal always makes sense. Yeah, normal.
Normal is always right.
Say more things, normal.
Yeah.
Look, dude, you're right. You're right. Our parents screwed up and they made a lot of mistakes. But a lot of that was because they loved us. They're just trying every day to make the world a better place. And that's all we're trying to do. And I don't know what the future is going to hold. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes when we go fight Willie, but we're doing this because we want to make the world better. And that's from love. And I got to believe that that kind of love can make the world a better place in the long run. There's no guarantees, but you got to get up and you got to keep trying every single day.
Yeah. I mean, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but right now we're in heaven.
Yeah.
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 And dude, if we didn't care about you, we're about to go fight God and you're really powerful and, we would want you to come with us, but it's not your fight, man. So that's why, we care about you. We'd rather you just do what you want to do and go home or stay here, whatever you want to do. We just care about you. We don't want to use you for anything. All these fucking parents and everybody else has done for us. So just, I hope you believe us, but I hope you just do what makes you happy, man.
Like Link said, the choice is yours. You're our friend and we don't tell our friends what to do. We try to help them do what they want to do. So, dude, the choice is yours.
Dude is going to roll. 1 through 10, dude is going to leave. 11 through 20, dude is going to stick with you and try to fight Willie. Dude got a natural 1.
No!
So, dude says, I know things have been hard for all of us. And I know that your parents haven't been the best parents and your friends haven't been the best friends. And I've done a lot of bad things. But I think ultimately I did more harm than good here. And I don't know if I should stick around. But I do know that, you guys, you made me better. And you taught me that what I was doing, I didn't have to be doing so much anymore. And I didn't have to be a bad girl. And I didn't have to be hurting everybody all the time. And I just want you to know that I appreciate that a lot. I guess I should still go, though, because I do kind of screw things up more than I don't. But I think you all could do a lot better than I did, because I have faith in you. You know, some people, they worship me like a god, but I kind of feel like I worship you guys sometimes, because you went through so much together and you don't like each other in a lot of ways, but you really love each other in a lot of other ways, and you're married and you're friends and you're a complicated group of people. And I just want you to know that I do believe in you. A lot.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, dude, I just hope you forgive yourself. There's, like you said, there's been rough times, but it's like my dad always says, sometimes life gives you apples, you just gotta make applesauce out of it.
And dude, it's okay to worship yourself every now and then, you know?
I want you guys to know that people spend a long time trying to deal with me, trying to like control me or get rid of me or any stuff like that. And I just want you to know that you guys are the first people to actually treat me like a person and actually end the cycle. So like your grandparents set something into motion and then your parents made it worse, but you finished it. And I think you should be psyched about that.
I give dude a big hug.
Hell yeah, my man, bring it in.
Big hug. Group hug.
Group hug.
Can I hug you? Can we get a big group hug before you go, dude?
Yeah, big group hug, please.
We love you, dude. Anytime you want to come back and, I don't know, hang out, if that's something you can do, you just come over.
I don't think so. I think once I'm gone, I'm gone.
Okay, that's fair. That case, we'll see you in our dreams, pal.
All right. Seacrest out. And they think of home, and they think of the dimension that they came from, a dimension of chaos and darkness and confusion and love and fear and anger. And before your eyes, they begin to fade away. And as they do, they wave at you and they say, I know you can do this. I think you all are going to be all right. And with that, dude twinkles away and is out of existence, as far as you know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my comfort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site, and
why
a medical
provider.
Why is that
to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do
what?
You need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah,
no,
they
yeah.
just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Oh,
it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's
Etsy
see what Etsy,
what's in store
yeah.
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Up to God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in
gift mode. Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check
okay.
it out.
Okay, let's
right.
find
right,
a gift for
let's
my
find,
dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for
Beth?
My dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page, let
me
tell
you. Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth, yeah.
What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth!
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
The universe rumbles around you as somewhere Willy shakes with rage. With Dude gone, he's lost the ability to travel between the realms, and with it, the power to destroy all of existence. He's still God, and he can still control the angels in heaven, but his nascent dreams of world destruction are over.
Well, I hope they're doing okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right. I mean, it is what it is. They're gone. So now we got to... Okay, well, we got to figure out the task at hand. Like, Willie's going to kill everybody or torture everybody or whatever. Like, we got to get out. Like,
but we are in...
Can I test something?
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. You guys don't need me. We don't need to test if I can help or not. So
what do you want to do?
Link, what do you mean we don't need
you? Okay, well, then give me something to put in my mouth.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Just give me something. Anything.
I take some gum out of my pocket.
All right, I put it in my mouth and I run out the door.
The gum was not wrapped.
Oh, it's okay. I just put it in my mouth and I run out the door.
It was not fresh either.
So the gum originated from normal, which means that when Link runs out, boop, he disappears, but the gum's suspended in midair for a split second and then falls to the ground.
I wish Link back in the room. Okay, what did that
There's
prove?
No gum in my mouth. Okay, I wish for gum. Okay. Can I get a piece of gum?
You get a piece
of
gum.
I put that gum in my mouth and I run out the door.
The gun disappears along with you.
God.
Okay, I wish Link back again.
All right, I was just trying to see if I could bring something back to
myself.
More
and more nauseous every time.
I was just wondering if I could
wait
bring
a
something.
Wait a second.
I was trying to find a way to escape, like if I could bring something
wait
back
second,
to myself.
Wait a second. What did the inside of your room look like?
It's just a big empty cell.
Was there like a door? Was there a lock?
Nah, there's just like four like kicking walls like around it.
What is a kicking wall?
What do you mean? It's like it's a big flat surface that you can kick a ball
but
on.
But that's just a wall. Just a wall. What makes it a kicking wall?
What makes it, yeah.
Well, you can kick a ball at it.
Well, okay.
Okay,
hold
we
on,
can,
like,
all right. Anthony, I seem to remember there was a keyhole or something.
There was a door and a keyhole at the kicking
Did
wall.
One
thing.
Of the walls have a target for you to kick a ball
oh,
at in the
yeah,
form
yeah,
of
there's
a hole.
Yeah, there's a small target on one on the opening wall.
Maybe when you go back, here's something. I give Link a paperclip from my pocket.
Okay.
But it won't go back with me.
It won't go back. Oh, that's right. Because it won't.
Yeah, we did
the gun. Because
you'll leave the room.
Yeah. All right. It won't keep. All right.
I could draw it, the shape of the keyhole in blood on my body.
Well
that'll come
not,
back, right?
Yeah, let's not get to that. I don't think.
Well, I was just trying to think of what comes back with me.
What about a fingernail?
Oh. Okay.
I mean, you got long nails?
No.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Question.
Mercedes says.
Oh. Yeah, Mercedes, can you help us?
Where do you want him to be?
Like, we're trying to get him out the door so that he can help us fight Willy. Do you have any, like, crystals that could do that?
I have a lot of crystals that you don't want to see me use.
Why not? Those are the crystals from Joe, right?
Yeah,
Joe gave you those crystals. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Joe is an adult-only friend. You'll learn about Joe, I'd say, in a couple of years. You'll probably learn a whole lot about Joe.
Man, I'm not going to know who Joe is till I'm 70.
You already know. Okay, well, I'm not going to be the one to break that innocence. But I'm just wondering if you could wish to teleport yourself where Link, if you could break him out from there.
Wait. Yes. What if our wish is to teleport... And then we'll lose all the effects of this room the moment we're out. But we could teleport to just outside Link's cell.
Wait, I have another idea too.
Okay, cool.
What if I teleport onto the throne of God?
Oh, yeah. That would be
what
good.
Would that do?
Could he become God?
I don't know.
What if we also imagine the boulder so big that God couldn't move it?
Oh, I had a thought.
Yeah. What is it, Grandma?
Leaving this room takes objects from you, but it can't take knowledge from you.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
I wish for the knowledge for how to open the door.
Can we?
Okay, great. So now you know how to pick locks. Now you know how to pick magical locks.
I wish for the knowledge.
No. Now you have to go back there because I don't know how to pick the lock.
Well, Link.
What?
You could do the... I wish for Link to know how to pick a magical lock.
Now Link knows how to pick magical locks.
Now Link has the spell knock.
Guys, pretty cool. You guys know how to pick locks? I know how to pick locks.
I wish for the knowledge of history of defeating gods in the past and throughout history.
So you get a vision of two time-traveling lesbians stabbing a god to death on his throne. One of them garroting him while the other one stabs him in the face. You have an image of like Noam Chomsky being like, actually, we don't really need God anymore. And then God having a heart attack and falling over and dying. And you have histories of all the Greek and Roman gods fighting each other and killing one another using Mortal Kombat back in the day.
Is that how they fought? Is straight up 2D, like Mortal Kombat style?
Yep.
Like a tournament?
Immortal Kombat.
Shao Kahn oversaw a tournament between the Greek gods? Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay, guys, I know how to pick a lock. Just wish me back if you don't hear from me in a second.
Taylor and also wishes to be fluent in Japanese.
I also wish for the pilot program for a B-12 helicopter. Hurry.
You all get it. Everything you can dream. You.
I wish for all useful information we could possibly have.
You get
nothing. I want to know both everything they teach you at Harvard Business School and everything they don't teach you at Harvard Business School.
I want to get a PhD from Harvard and from the streets.
I want to learn the subtle art of not giving a fuck.
So all of you self-actualize, and when you exit this room, you're going to be complete characters who have finished your arcs entirely.
Yay!
Ooh. Yay!
So that's one less thing we have to worry about.
I look at my three friends and I just give them a knowing nod, like, we've learned a lot on this journey. I just nod.
Link.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I wish for Link to get out of here.
Oh.
So Link returns to Link's cell.
And I do a lock picking game, like the best one from all video games I'm thinking. Yeah,
convince me that you have something on your person already that would allow you to help start picking a lock.
Okay, yeah. I fucking only use one of my fucking shin guards. I fucking take out the plastic
from
my shin guard.
Or a ball pump has the little needle at the end.
Yeah, Link always carries a ball pump with him too.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And just so that I my cool idea is also used is I get the needle, but then I also break the plastic in the shin guard into a bunch of like sharp shards.
You used both your shin guards last time to cast freedom of movement twice.
Fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Fine.
You have to take the idea from a woman.
You're right. Okay, I take the ball pump and I like chew it and bend it with my strong baby teeth that I haven't lost yet.
Hey, what? You too?
Me too. And
you start kissing for some reason?
Yeah. And I pick the lock.
So the door opens onto a 300-foot sheer drop into an ocean of paperwork. Mm. And you stop yourself. You stop yourself from falling down, but you are now free of the room. And you can see a bunch of rooms next to you, the room of your dad and all the other people. But the lockpick breaks.
Okay, good.
Good. I work alone.
So I'm on a sheer cliff and it's just the paper below.
Tommy Lee Jones is behind you telling you not to jump.
I go, this one's for my flippy boys, and I do a perfect dolphin jump.
Okay.
A dolphin dive.
Wow. I just look like all the best characters from Assassin's Creed and I
feels like down. An athletics check.
To what? Not fall? Like he's gonna fall.
I fall. There's
it's just
no
a big
old
ocean of paperwork.
Yeah, but like
you better
dive
the right way, or you break your neck or something. Right?
Okay, yeah. But if you do this wrong, you'll break your neck.
Yeah, let's risk our character breaking their neck diving into an ocean of paperwork.
I'm just trying to juice it up a little bit, baby.
I got 20.
Nice.
So 13 plus 7.
Perfect dive. Nary a splash of paper up as you penetrate the surface of the ocean.
Hey, Daryl, did you hear that splash?
Oh, he finally is believed.
What?
What? You made it. I think that's Link.
Was he going to help us out?
Nah.
I guess not.
I heard the lock break.
Oh, well, fuck.
Yeah,
they're
I heard
telling
a lot of
their
stuff.
Own story now.
Oh, Ron, you're here too?
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, guys, I think one of the things we need to learn as grandparents is sometimes, you know, like our time is done.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and we should carry that forward in all of our things. Like if we're like voting for policies, we should think about things that will help the younger generation, not us. Like
wow.
Our time's done.
Daryl, you really learned a lot.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's their time. Like, we should just sit here and retire.
That just reminds me that I should keep talking about environmentalism, no matter how annoying people find it, because eventually they'll wear down.
And Payne goes, oh my God, enough.
All right. See, Anthony, even the original dads can not be funny sometimes.
Link
is just doing the Gattaca swim. He's just swimming he just feels instinctually. Also, one of the things he did was he wished for all the knowledge of like the map of heaven. So like,
so you know how to swim back to shore.
Yeah, I know how to swim back to shore. You don't leave any for the way back. So I'm going.
I guess we're running to go confront Willy, right? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
We're back in the room. We're like, okay, yeah. I think it worked.
Link's gone. We got to meet up with him.
I wish really quick. Is it shitty if I wish for like a long rest or something? I just can't do
we'll
any
just
spells.
Eat a Twizzler.
Yeah, we got Twizzlers. Don't worry about it. I'm about to ask for a lot more than a Twizzler. Anthony. As I'm swimming full speed across this ocean to our rendezvous point that we planned ahead of time, can I do a roll for something?
You have to ask me something more specific than that. I'm not going to give you
I'm going inch by inch. You know, for the door.
Give me your fucking roll.
I'll tell you what I'm going to roll for. I want, as I'm swimming, I want to be glancing through the papers. And what I'm looking for is just any name that feels like a warrior. I just want to gather as many.
An army of warriors?
As many strong.
Their name?
Like, I just want to be swimming and just grabbing papers of people that feel strong. Like, I'm like, yeah, that'll be a good person because then we'll get all their information. We can just gather, like, as much of an army as we can.
What's this, Madame Web?
Madame Web?
Yeah, you can roll for that, sure. Go ahead and roll.
What am I rolling?
Just a straight D20 roll or an Arcana roll, up to you.
I got 10.
All right, so with a 10.
You find Madame
Can
Web.
I get,
what was that, Matt?
The dolphins, though. You know, I got dolphin friends.
They're not in heaven.
No, I know, but they taught me how to swim really fast and look for powerful names. That's their job. Their job is to swim.
They taught you how to swim really fast and look for powerful names.
Their job is to sort the papers in heaven.
Which implies that, like, Flippy and Chester are the pinnacle of names, in their opinion. Which they might be.
Got a 10.
So you got a 10, which means that the name that you see is Chugs McRae.
I got one person.
Oh, no, sorry. It's not even that cool. It's Chugs Macrame.
Macrame.
Which was sent to us by Ox McRae. Thank you, Ox.
I'm glancing. I'm looking left and right. I'm like, look at all these names, just shaking my head. Nah, not this, not this. And I see, what's his name again?
Chugs Macrame.
I just fucking, like, I don't even slow down to grab it. I just go straight into my mouth. I'm just, like, gripping it like a fucking, like, knife and a pirate. I'm like, this is the person that we're fucking bringing with us.
Okay.
I mean,
so I wish for a Twizzler.
Normal looking at Taylor and Scary and his mom, he says, "We're about to go fight God. This may be the last snack break we have as a group."
Oh, snacks.
And I just want to say, I wish Link was here, but I just want to say you guys are great. And it's been a pleasure. And I hold my Twizzler up like a
cool sword
for like the Three Musketeers. And I say, to the team.
Let's touch tips.
And let's touch tips.
And I touch
go
the tip.
Teens.
Go teens.
Go teens.
Yeah. Go teens.
Go teens.
Go teens.
Mercedes says, actually, orange slices are a much healthier snack if you want to.
Shut up. You're not a teen.
Okay. Jesus.
Los Is Ciento. The Twizzler a long rest or a short rest?
Long rest.
Yay.
I needed that. I was half HP.
Okay. So after you awaken from your Twizzler coma, let's say that that's enough time for...
Do we actually pass out?
I think you pass out for a little
while.
Let's say that's enough time for...
What are in these Twizzlers?
For Link to have swam...
No, you're at the shore.
Yeah, I was going to say, for you to reach the shore.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are waiting at the shore. You're just waiting. You're like, where is...
Like, where is he?
Wait, is he? There! It's like it's...
First, you just see the fucking ripples from the waves, and you don't even know what you're comprehending.
Something's coming, guys. Look, on the horizon, it's just like a spray of paperwork.
Yes, yeah, so you see this wave, and like it's been about, like, I'll say, like, 9 heaven hours, because I've been swimming across the whole ocean. You see the fucking spray of paper, and Link comes leaping out, now completely nude and bloody, with thousands and thousands of paper cuts.
Oh, no.
He's swam across the entire ocean, one name in his mouth, and he goes, "Hey, guys, let's do this." And as I was swimming for 9 hours straight, just trying to get back to my friends, I just...
Yeah, we've been here for a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I went as fast as I could. I swam through.
This guy swam longer than Freddy's dad.
Oh, shit.
Okay. shit.
Oh fuck.
As I was swimming through endless just names, just every person who's ever lived, just lives and dreams and hopes and you know, at the end of the day, like, everybody's like, let's just do our best. I'm just saying, like,
all you got.
Yeah, it's just guys. It's just I feel like I've been so hard on myself or hard. It's like everybody. It's like at the end of the day, we're all just paper and the wind getting kicked by the foot of a really strong 6'3" soccer player. So like it's
that's
fine.
Beautiful, man.
It's just fine. I don't know. I felt like before I was like, we're all just dust and I was like all miserable about it. And I still kind of am, but like also at the same time, maybe that's just what, anyways, I just had a lot. I just had a really big experience.
So you're
experience.
Saying that your long swim through every name of human existence, everyone who's lived, breathed and died on this earth has given you great, profound insight. Did you find any weapons that could kill
God? No, but
God?
I did find this one. We're on the same page, Taylor. Oh, nice. I knew what you were thinking.
Literally. Like,
let's get an army of warriors. And as I was swimming, I was looking through. I found some names that seemed pretty strong, but not that strong. But then I was like, you know what's better than an army of warriors? one strong warrior. Well, so here he is. I got the perfect one, pretty sure. And I hold up, what's his name again?
Chugs Macrame.
Chugs Macrame.
Holy shit, his name is radiant off of this list. My guy can barely look at it. How did you find such a powerful treasure, Link?
Well, the dolphins taught me how to swim in water and also look for strong warriors.
it says occupation accountant.
There's going to be an accounting in the books of heaven today, my friends. Link, I'm really proud of you. It seems like you really used that time well to reflect. And so for that, you can put this sticker right next to your Toctopus sticker. Ooh. And I hand you a sticker that says 100. Oh. Like it says, good job.
Oh.
100, good job.
It's a 100 good job sticker. That's because you did a good job.
Thanks, guys. That's really
so
cool.
So next time you feel like you're not doing a good job, you look at that and you'd be like, I know how to do a good job.
Hey, guys, speaking of doing a good job or a bad job, I'm looking at this guy is an accountant. I think I did bad.
No, we don't know. No.
I don't think we, I know. I feel like we shouldn't bring this. I feel like we shouldn't bring this.
That's pretty good, Scary.
That's good. I feel like we shouldn't drag this poor innocent man into this fight against
Grandma,
God.
And I hand Mercedes O'Garcia.
Yeah, we already got Great Warrior. I found her. It's Mercedes.
Grandma, we're going to go confront Willie. Can you look and see if this Chugs guy is legit? And if he is, bring him back. And if not, come back and help us.
Sure.
That's a good call. Hey, you know
not
what?
Problem, grandson.
Okay. It happens.
Yeah. Right?
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
And you move forward.
Move forward.
All right.
Let's go kill God.
Shit happens.
Or Willie. Let's stop calling him God. That gives him power. Fuck that guy. Let's go kill Willie.
But
what a dumb name.
Okay, but really
quick. Dumb name, Will. What an idiot.
Seems like there might be some cool guys with that name. Cool guys. You know, Willie Nelson. Willie Wonka.
Willie Wonka.
Willie Wonka killed kids.
He's cool, though.
Nothing cooler than that.
Nothing cooler than that.
Okay.
Wait, before we go, guys, have we, taken, 4 seconds to think about how the fuck we expect to kill God?
Yeah, I took 9 hours thinking about it.
Well, okay, and then you came up with an accountant, but, us, guys, what's the strategy here?
Well, Scary.
I think somebody's got to become God. I think we've got to get one of us on that throne.
A duel of the thrones. I got it. Wait, good call.
That's true.
Because you can sneak onto it.
They always say to kill monsters, lest you become monsters, but they never said if you're going to kill God, don't become God, because obviously that'd be pretty cool to become God. So I think you're right. If you become God to kill God.
So battle not with monsters, lest you become a monster, which means to battle a monster, you got to become a monster.
That's true.
So that sounds like we need to run a diversionary tactic to get one of us, me, on the throne of God.
And if you're on the throne, we're all on the throne, because we're married.
That's true.
That's true.
We all have one soul, I think. I don't know how it works. We all have
according
one paper.
To heaven.
We all have one
under
paper.
The eyes of God, we are united as one.
Guys,
right?
Guys, that was all a trick, by the way. I did find the most powerful warriors, and I hold up our marriage certificate from heaven. How's he gonna get this framed?
That reminds me, we forgot once again about Hermie, who is he still with us? What's going on with Hermie? Hermie too.
You didn't ask for him from heaven, you cast him as a spell, so he is still with you. And he goes, no, I'm used to this by now.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
What, is he still thinking he's Willie? You need to get out of that character.
No, dude. I shook that free ones dude left.
Oh, man. What
it's
a
just, bro. It's just OG.
What the fuck?
You're not OG
after.
Hermie for right now.
Okay.
Maybe we could use Hermie to gaslight Willie into thinking he's Hermie and he's forgotten.
Whoa.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Hermie. I mean, Willie. Herm Willie.
I'm Hermie.
Herm Will. Do you think you could act so hard you could convince someone else that you were them and they were you and you had gone too deep?
No.
Yeah. Normally. Yeah. Normal. Normal.
That seems pretty fucking wild.
In the
bro.
Situations
I'm sorry,
where they're
I believe in my friend.
No, I know. It's just in the situations where it's don't shoot the real one. Which one's the real one? The person knows who they are. It's the other people
don't. You know, when that happened to me.
That's true.
I
that's
really
true.
Didn't.
Hey, it was a good idea. Just an accountant maybe an idea.
Normal. You don't have to. You don't have to feel bad for that. We can all make stupid ideas.
Well, I still think it was a good idea. Just it seemed the world wasn't ready for it.
It was a good idea. Yeah. There we go. Just not right for the moment.
That's fair.
The right idea at the wrong time.
Hermie can still, I've got a stupid idea. I'll have a stupid idea to make
it's
you feel
okay to stupid ideas. That's what this is.
What if we got Hermie to, suffocate Willie while pretending to be a body of water? Because Willie's real scared.
I don't think I can pretend to be bodies of water. Don't
some
of you
small
have
small actor brain thinking?
Yeah. Don't some of you have spells for creating and destroying water or something? Or you could just
no, that's
wish
one normal. Of those useful.
No, more, you're right. Your idea wasn't stupid. Scary, because the water thing is you're saying that he is scared of water.
Yeah.
So that does seem useful.
He doesn't want to be submerged in water.
Because
he's a little baby. He does not swim.
Is there a large body of water in heaven?
Well,
I mean, besides the paper?
Yeah, but
that doesn't really count, though, right?
Well, can we change the paper into water? Do we have a spell to do that?
I have a spell called Create or Destroy Water.
Ooh.
I can create up to 10 gallons.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like enough to submerge a fully grown man.
Mercedes says, I don't know. That seems like a lot if you could keep his head still.
Yeah. If you can somehow get the head, it's enough to submerge your head.
Like a swirly.
Or a waterboarding scenario.
Wasn't somebody talking that like there was swimming pools or something in heaven?
Taylor was telling us about his friend that, you know, no offense, that Mrs. Oaks Garcia shot, that peed a lot in pools. Peed like three pools or
he
something.
He filled several pools with swimming.
Yeah. Now, here's this. We could teleport him to the piss pool. But here's the problem is that once we get him in there, he's in a room where then he can also imagine whatever he wants.
Yeah, no, we need water here. 10 gallons is something. I wonder, do we have like a multiplying spell?
No, we need to hold the 10 gallons in something.
Okay.
So, but fortunately, I think my teeny the teen head would hold that much water if we sealed it up.
Yeah. Oh, trapping him in a head of water.
This sounds like a job.
That's like medieval
for hot
shit.
Glue. Ooh. And then I plug in my glue gun to heat it up. To seal.
There's no outlets in heaven.
Hey, I have a glue gun that has an internal store battery so that you can turn it on.
Please, you think I rock a glue gun that doesn't have an internal store battery?
I'm shocked.
I thought you were about to say that we should hold the piss in our bladders.
No, he was thinking that.
And then drown him in our bladders?
Yeah,
in our bladders.
We waterboard Willie.
We train him to be a surgeon.
Piss.
He cuts us open. Surprise, there's piss.
Surprise, there's piss in here. Okay, so Normal draws his cordless glue gun. And I would like to seal the Teen High helmet. Now, I don't know if I actually have it with me anymore. We've been pretty fast and loose about whether I have this thing.
Here's what you probably have is you probably have a travel size deployable collapsible helmet.
Oh, yes. I've got the Mark V with me.
Like the one in the suitcase, like in fucking Iron Man.
Yeah, I take
too.
Out my suitcase, Iron Man, Teen the Teen outfit, and I take the head and I caulk it with glue to try to seal it as watertight as I can.
I love the idea. Here's how it works is that it's one of those ones where the head like collapses into a flat thing and you go foom, and it like pops out and open.
Perfect. It's
so it is now basically the neck stump has been closed.
No, it's just I wanted like the eyes and like I've like there's a mask for me to breathe in.
Oh,
so
everything
I sealed all that.
That
up with glue. And then I test whether or not it can hold 10 gallons of water.
Okay.
10 gallons of water weighs a lot, by the way.
Yeah, we would do like a I don't know where we get this in heaven. Like almost like a silicone seal, so you could like sink your head in, and then it would like seal.
Or
it
we hold
neck.
Him upside down in the water. Is there a way to get him upside down?
But it'd be good if we could just like slam it on his head.
Yes, that's true. Oh, you know what we could do is a little bit of paper mache because we got all that paper.
Oh yeah, no, it's true. Notoriously, the best thing to hold water in is paper.
We're gonna seal it up with glue.
Papier mache. I think, and I also think that Taylor has like cosplay arts and crafts skills. Normally, I've always wanted to make something with you in the cosplay sense.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because well, let's... All right.
Because I've always thought the costume could have some, you know, improvements.
Well, let's not say things we can't take back, Taylor. Yeah, what we'd like to do is fashion a basically like a perfect like neck seal around this thing. Like a sparklets jug. You could essentially, like with one quick move, tip it over onto his head and he would be like the base of the sparklets jug.
And we only need it for a second, right? Because we're just trying to distract him to get onto the throne of God, at which point one must ascend.
I mean, yeah, but
God
if we drown him, so much the better.
Yeah.
Does anyone have like a JanSport backpack or anything? Do we mean like better materials?
And y'all teens got a JanSport?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why I asked him.
Sure, why not?
I was saying you could use like the fabric of a backpack, like to be the hole or whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna just try to scrounge miscellaneous fabrics.
I've got a bunch of patches on my jeans because you know they were all shredded, and you know I was like, oh,
I think those burned
up
jeans look pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you burn them yourself or do you buy them like that?
Well, you know, some mysteries are better left. I bought them like
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Give me a roll to see how well you can construct this.
What would that be, like survival?
Yeah,
this
I think
is like
so.
Science lab role. Like this
science
is like
lab.
Yeah,
role.
This is like high school.
I feel
science.
Like fourth edition had
being
like
a science
mechanics.
Guy.
I rolled a 19.
Great. Ooh. So you make a human sparklets jug, so that once that thing goes on somebody's head, it will submerge them entirely in water, but it will, in the meantime, leak no water.
Nice. Great.
Shit,
okay,
that's awesome.
So we step back, like, whew. Can't believe we got that perfectly watertight with the available goods around us.
The available goods and services.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms
packets?
I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
Them. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait,
we're back.
We love you.
We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Is Freddie stepping out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue
you. 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 gallons of water weighs 83 pounds.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
I could lift that easily.
I bet you could. You're strong and capable.
Oh, thank you.
We have step one. While we were doing this, did Mercedes maybe scout out to meet our good friend Gooch McWeatherfin or whatever his name was?
Chugs Macrame.
Chugs Macrame.
Yeah.
Chugs implies that this person knows his way around water.
Yeah, he knows a lot about water.
He goes, yes, I'm an accountant and an Olympics pool swimmer. I love to swim in my spare time. Hi, I'm Chugs Macrame. And he holds out his hand.
Okay. How much of a warrior does Chugs Macrame look like?
He looks like
an Olympian. An Olympian.
Like, was he on the 100?
On the, he's like, oh, it's several minutes. I go real slow. It's slow as that he wins the race. I like to do some light cardio every so often.
Well, Chugs, Mr. Chugs, I swam through all.
He's
of
wearing
the
glasses. He's got a big old mustache. He looks extremely intimidating.
I swam through all the names of heaven.
Wowee.
And I, yeah, and, I was looking for the strongest I was looking for the strongest warrior, and I grabbed your name, and I told my friends that you were the strongest warrior. Did I make a mistake?
I think that was very flattering. I think I'm a great warrior when it comes to number
bring
crunching.
Bring him in, bring him in.
When it comes to number crunching.
Hey, oh. We never know. Bring him in.
Do you want to fight God with us?
Oh, do I? I would love to be there for your final
Chugs
battle.
Chugs joins the party.
Chugs joins the party,
dog. Chugs, you're in.
Chugs is a level 20 accountant.
Yeah. Anything that requires math, numbers,
Chugs
or
swimming.
Chugs is
the one who tells us that 10 gallons weighs 83
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah.
Hey, Chugs, how much does 10 gallons weigh?
83 pounds.
Wow, okay.
That's going to require at least two people to carry.
You didn't even ask him 10 gallons of what, and he knew.
He knew we were talking about water. He's smart. He listens to his clients.
Of piss, of course. 10 oh, yeah. gallons.
Well, cool. We got Chugs. We got Mercedes.
Hey, Chugs, I have a lot of freelance work coming in. Should I be doing those as 1099s, or is it worth starting an S-Corp?
Start an S-Corp and then do a lot of things that are not quite legal to make your tax income seem less than it is.
Chugs.
Chugs is like, there's a difference between tax avoidance yeah. and tax fraud.
Link Nye's like, I knew Chugs was a warrior. All right, Chugs,
you're in. I guess the plan now is we attack Willy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we just attack the throne of God, and we'll, you know, if Willy doesn't show up, then great. Then we just hop on it. But assuming Willy does show up.
Assuming Willy's there, which we have to assume.
Yeah. He'd be an idiot not to be.
Okay.
We'll throw it on his head.
I guess he is now, then. I had other plans.
Is there a roof over heaven?
No.
I mean, is there a roof over the way up. Room?
It's like the thing you say when you're high, Will.
I was just going to say, if there's some way to get someone above, like hanging above, we could cast spider climb on someone. We could get a spider boy above with the head.
And then all they have to do
is drop down onto Willy with the head.
Could we like commandeer an angel?
Well, I could use my familiar. I've got one.
You got a familiar?
What's a familiar?
Yeah, scary whistles. I can't whistle, so just imagine there's the... Yeah, like it sounds like that.
Scary is such a good whistler.
Thanks. And you see Rogue come back.
What?
Yep. And he's like Puff the Magic Dragon. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Peach Dragon?
He's like the never-ending story Falcor. Okay. He's huge. What? But he can get small if he wants.
What's a familiar? What do you mean? How's Rogue?
Where did this guy come from? Where did this boy come from?
Do we all get pets in heaven?
Like two sentences. What's the whole deal with this?
Two sentences.
Well,
like, Taylor, what's your rush?
Like, I'm just saying, summarize it for anyone who might be, a little bit lost. So I'm curious what's going on.
Yeah, sure. So when Ron looked at me right before he went into jail or whatever, he gave me the Find Familiar spell. And I said it in that episode.
You did.
Let's roll the tape.
And so Ron whistles. Because I have Pact of the Chain, I have the Find Familiar spell. I'm not going to use it, but I have a familiar now.
Wait, so you're like a pet? Is this yours?
He's like a pet, but he's so much more than that.
I feel that's like cool as shit. I'm not. Okay. I feel like this could have come in handy before now,
okay,
but he's
sure.
here.
I was just. Okay, I'm kind of scared of dogs, okay?
Oh, well, that's okay. Rogue's a good boy.
Yeah, he is a good boy.
He did murder like 100 people in front of us.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, he's still got blood in all of his fur and stuff.
So,
but you know what they say? It's always the owner, not the dog. So it probably was Ron's fault.
He's okay to not be on a leash.
So,
he's friendly. Oh, maybe too friendly.
This is great. This is good.
Rogue can fly?
Rogue can fly.
So we can airdrop this freaking...
Yes. One of us will be on Rogue, will dive off and airdrop onto Willy the Sparklets jug. He won't even see it coming because the rest of us are keeping him busy on the ground. And then while all that's going on...
I'll stealth in and get onto the throne of God.
Taylor makes a sneaky play for heaven.
I think Scary wanted to go on the throne.
Well, no, it's okay. I don't want the
throne. You guys
want
to rock, paper, scissors
Here's my
it?
Point. We should
I'm going to do a
set.
I think you two should rock, paper, scissors it.
I'm going to
I'm saying we should all try.
Anthony,
that's
I'd
true.
Like to
that's
roll
true.
I'd like to roll an insight on whether Taylor wants the throne a little too bad.
Please do.
21.
Taylor, you have to tell the truth.
Is this Boromir?
Yes, this is 100%. But what could I do once I'm on there? I could remake the world. I could remake the world into my image.
Taylor, I feel like maybe, like, I just, you know, being God's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe, like,
you wouldn't have as much time to watch anime.
Yes, no, you wouldn't.
Or the fucking dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Guys, God, Taylor is the best. Taylor,
yes,
Taylor,
yes.
Don't listen to these idiots.
Yeah,
you're the best and the strongest of us. I wink at the other dude. Like, chill. You guys took the wrong approach. Yeah, no, you can go on throne. No, you should definitely do the throne of God because you're the strongest and the best warrior of us.
Obviously.
Oh man, I just really worried that I'm gonna mess up the hardest part of the job, honestly, which is this airdrop. This final strike against Willy, this massive anime. Can you remind, like, it's just such a big, I'm trying
when
to think
you,
about it.
You,
like,
I'm going to be flying
on a flying dog with a weapon crafted in heaven.
When
I'm
you
going
look
to
down,
leap and put it on the head of God. And I just, is there any anime? Because it sounds like such an
when
anime
you look
thing.
Down, when you look down, Taylor's hand is already on top of your hand in a comforting, like, hey, man. Just chill. And then his other hand, he's zipping up his flies, like added a little bit of piss to the head bomb.
Oh, well, that
gave it a little bit of Taylor juice.
I was one. Oh, yeah.
Juice this one up before the final.
I wasn't concerned about the level of liquid in.
Don't worry, Link. I made that little Taylor spice.
Link, we need you to do the big drop.
Come here, Rogue. Oh, and Taylor's now like covered in blood. Rogue, you and me.
he was covered in blood.
Because he nuzzled Rogue. And
oh,
then,
and Rogue's covered.
That's what I meant.
Okay,
yeah. I believe.
You're right, Link. I am the strongest warrior of you all. And it is only fitting that two of the strongest go to spoil the war. Scary. You'll be the one to make a break for the throne. But after you're done, I just want like 5 to 10 seconds on the throne. If that's cool. Thanks. Anyway,
yeah.
I'll handle Rogue if you will let me.
Well, he's my familiar, so I don't know how that would work. But
yeah, hey, hold on. How's that going to work?
Well, you two, maybe you both fly on Rogue, and you airdrop onto Willy, and you airdrop onto the throne.
I just give Rogue basic obedience, you know, like commands or, you know, really requests. You like sit, stay, fly, that kind of thing. And as long as he can hear me, maybe he'll do it.
There we go.
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
And then the rest of us will fight Willy while Scary tries to get on the throne. Or, I mean, I guess we all will try to get on the throne, but we'll prioritize, like, that's the play, though. Like, we're doing, like, a play. And
there's a real,
what could go wrong?
This is a real fucking Hail Mary pass, but don't worry. When you got Captain Taylor on the helm, there's only one way this can go. Tits up, baby.
That's not
that means bad.
That's
what?
That
way.
It's also
I've been saying that my whole life!
You shouldn't say it either. It's rude. Just a weird, just aggressive thing to say.
This explains quite a lot.
All right, before we do this,
yes,
Chugs, crunch the numbers. What's our odds of success? On this plan?
But also, never tell.
He's already got the really long manual calculator. We have to go ting, like, and pull the lever, and it keeps
Chugs
making
appears
the paper
to be an accountant from a different era.
He's from the 1920s.
Oh, God.
And he goes, "Looks like you can make 5 cents on every dollar." I don't know if I would say that this is the most profitable enterprise I've ever seen, but I believe in you kids.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that's
okay.
Nice.
Your voice changed.
Because I'm from the 1920s now. I just realized that.
Once he goes into accounting mode, he just becomes a different person.
Yeah. You've heard accountant voice. It sounds like this.
Chugs, you're all right.
I know.
So, Chugs, what are you going to do during the fight?
I've got to crunch the numbers, I guess. I don't know. What the fuck do you want me to do?
We need you to do a little less crunching the numbers and a little more crunching them bones.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll dig deep into my swimming and accounting
dukes
background and put up my dukes and see
dukes
if I can fight against the heavenly host of God.
Hey, bud. Well, let's add to it. We asked you if you wanted to come and fight God, and you said yeah. So, like, if you don't, you don't have to. But, like, you know, if you're in, you're in.
Now, here's the thing. Hermie.
Somebody say my name?
Hermie 2. We got to remind ourselves every 5 seconds.
It's not really
I'm still Hermie, baby, where it counts.
Oh.
Hermie 2.
I still got it where it counts, he says, patting himself on the head.
Hermie 2.
What?
Perhaps the most difficult role. You'll need to convince Willy that I am down there, not flying.
Oh, that's good.
you
really think he's going to notice if you're not around?
Yes. My outsized presence. Taylor doesn't hear any of that. My outsized presence will be sorely missed. That sort of cocky swagger. He'll clock it immediately. Do you think you have what it takes?
Yeah, I think Hermie should act exactly like Taylor Swift.
Gee, I don't know. And then he's behind you, he goes, can I? And he, he looks like you now.
My God. What a looker. Yeah, you know, so you take a look at yourself sometimes.
Gosh, I gotta say, this is really impressive. Just the pecs, the aesthetic, the pork pie.
What's going on?
Now I'm seeing myself.
What's going on?
Now
what's
I'm seeing myself. What, I kind of just want to.
What's going on?
Hey, turn around real quick. Let me see what I look like.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, Steve, love
They're
to
both
watch you leave.
Joe.
Wait, who is Joe? All right, let's go. Let's go. This is too much. Let's go. Step one, separate Taylor and Ermy. And then step two, we fight God.
Okay, so I'm going to say that as you approach the throne of God, you can get to a place where you can see what's going on, but they can't see you just for the sake of.
We sneak up.
Yeah, you sneak up.
I think it starts with Taylor in the sky as high up as
That's
you can.
True. I gave Taylor a little tiny mirror so we can do
signal
a little
signal mirror.
We did a little signal mirror to each other. So we look up in the sky, you see nothing, but you see a little flash. It's like, doof, doof, doof.
It's like the little Team Rocket lens flare coming at you in perfect Morse code, which Taylor studied one summer.
So Taylor, you see and then translate to Morse code for the rest of the group. Willie is pacing back and forth in front of the throne of God. His hair is disheveled. He looks unhinged. He, for all the world, looks like a man who has lost what mattered most to him, which was power. You see 10 angels floating around him. You also see a bunch of other humanoid figures next to him. And when you squint, you realize arrayed around him are all of your parents. Grant, Marco, the rest of them. Even Scary's biological dad is here.
Ooh. Oh my God.
And you hear Willie say, "Your fucking kids ruined everything. And I'm not going to take it out on them because that's too fucking easy. What I'm going to do instead is," he snaps his fingers, and all of your parents start to writhe in agony on the ground. They start to scream. They start to squeal. Tears run down their faces. He's doing something to them that is hurting them very badly. And he looks up into the sky. He screams. He says, "You took dude from me. You took my only ability to be a god. You took the one thing that mattered the most to me. So I'm going to take the one thing that matters the most from you. I'm going to spend the rest of my fucking eternal life up in heaven torturing your parents. And if I see a single one of you, they're going to die. So you either get to live the rest of your life knowing that I'm torturing your parents and that it's your fault for taking away dude, or you get to try and attack me and do your whatever stupid plan you've got planned, and I'm going to kill them right in front of you. So it's up to you, kids. And just to prove I'm serious..." Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think there's roughly 10 people that are all of your parents. And I'm going to roll a D10 right now. And then he's going to kill one of them at random.
Wait, so Marco, like all of our parents?
All of your parents.
He's, okay.
Wait, like Willie's really like for real killing them?
Yeah. Okay, so he is going to snap his fingers and one of your parents is going to be dead, permanently dead, not in heaven, not in hell, just nothing and nowhere. And that parent is Normal's mom.
What? Rebecca?
So Rebecca disappears entirely.
Mom!
And he goes, "Your move."
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch is our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Cindy Denton is our merchandise manager. Esther Else is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, including the intro for this week's episode. Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Our show is supported by a Patreon, and our Patreon contains names like Elana Grossman, Wally Clark, Annie, Crystal Denton, Simon Schoenbeck, Michael Munford, Georgia Bowers, SJB, Corey Gassett, Patrick Tanner, Riley Wesson, Maddie Christensen, Nancy Chansey, Rasmus Arentoft, Ali, Ivy Gore, Nathan Dowie, Ridley, Grace Perrine, and Michael B. Keane. Can you feel it? We're getting close to the end of season two, but don't fear. There's plenty of content for you to consume on our Patreon. That's at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. On it, you will find all sorts of bonus episodes, bonus one shots, our after show, Talking Dad for season one, and Teen Talk for season two. I can hardly recommend our numerous one-shot miniseries, some of which are tied into the story of this show, like At the Mountains of Dadness, which is played in the Call of Cthulhu system, and others of which have nothing to do with the show, such as All That Jizz, a Star Wars one. It's a Star Wars miniseries, and it's horny as hell, dog. Find that and more at our Patreon, patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Merch shop is back, so head on over to our website at dungeonsanddads.com. Click on the link to the store at the top. Get yourself the Deck of Daddy Things, which is back in stock, the Odyssey dice set, and numerous items of apparel. Our next episode is coming at you March 26th. We will see you then.
Why does Bugs Bunny tunnel? That doesn't make any sense.
He's a rabbit.
Yeah. But rabbits don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
They have burrows, dude.
He doesn't just live in like a Greek opera all the time.
Okay, I'm just saying the Looney Tunes show.
Shut up.
Bugs Bunny's house is a craftsman home.
Okay.